Thank you and good morning. An autopsy to determine the cause of death of the man who was shot and killed by a Eureka police officer early Tuesday morning has been scheduled for the 27th because a forensic pathologist will not be available until that date. The coroner has identified the man as 22-year-old Eureka resident James McLean, who was shot after officers contacted him arguing with another man outside a residence on Allard Street. A statement from Eureka police say that McLean was armed with a handgun, and when officers began giving him commands, he reached for that gun and was shot. Police report that a gun was recovered at the scene, but few other details have been released, including the identity of the officer involved. The incident is under investigation by the County Critical Incident Response Team. A proposed land swap between Trinity County and the federal government is one step closer to being completed after the House Natural Resources Committee approved the plan on Thursday. The land swap would see Trinity County get 100 acres of federally owned land adjacent to the Weaverville Airport for economic development. The federal government would get 47 acres of Sky Ranch property that provides better access to the Trinity River for recreation. The bill for the land swap proposal is authored by Congressman Jared Huffman, and he said in a statement that he's happy that the committee approved the bill, a bill that will help Trinity County's economy. The bill now goes before the full House for a vote. A small 3-acre fire is burning in the Six Rivers National Forest, a blaze that was ignited by lightning brought by the coastal thunderstorms in the past 2 days. The strike fire is burning northeast of Hoopa near Laos Camp. A quick response from fire crews included an air attack plane, 4 helicopters, and 4 smoke jumpers, with 8 more on the way. The fire is burning in tinder, dry brush, and timber in an area that's seen a minuscule amount of rain in the Orleans Ranger District. A Mendocino County man is dead and his brother has been charged with his murder. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating an incident between 23-year-old Anthony Fregali and his brother Carl Fregali at a marijuana garden in Piercy. The sheriff's office reports the two men were working at the property on Highway 271 with their father and a friend to tend a 120-plant marijuana garden when Carl Fregali confronted his brother about being disrespectful toward their father. The argument between the two began at the garden and then moved to a different part of the property where the two men got into a physical fight. Following that altercation, Anthony Fregali allegedly grabbed a handgun and shot his brother and then helped family members rush him to the hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Anthony Fregali was later arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail on a charge of homicide. And the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is searching for 55-year-old jail inmate Brett Edward Harlan, who was released from jail on a temporary 4-hour pass to visit a sick relative on Tuesday. Harlan never went back, and now the search is on for the fugitive. Harlan is an adult white male with a prosthetic right leg, several tattoos. He's 6 feet tall, weighs 220 pounds, and he has a shaved head with tattoos on his neck and the back of his head. He could be hiding out in the Redwood Valley and is considered dangerous. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisors Mark Lovelace and Ryan Sundberg are headed to Washington to lobby lawmakers to approve the removal of 4 antiquated dams on the Klamath River. During a visit to Talk Shop, Lovelace explained why the dams must go.
These are old, antiquated dams that were built. I think the oldest one is 90 years old, pushing 100. And they were built for one purpose and one purpose only, which was to provide electricity. They do not provide water storage. They do not provide water supply. They don't provide flood control. They don't do any of those things, and they can't.
Not only are the dams antiquated, they are expensive.
In fact, they're so inefficient that it would be cheaper for PacifiCorp to build brand new state-of-the-art dams, or generate power through any of another number of other means. Wind power, solar power, they could generate that energy far more efficiently with brand new facilities of any kind.
Lovelace also pointed out that times have changed dramatically since the dams were built and that the impact on the environment is now key.
These dams are so old that at the time that they were built, There was no analysis of what's the impact going to be on fisheries downstream or on tribal communities downstream or on water quality or other aspects downstream. It wasn't necessary to study it. Now all of those impacts have to be studied.
Despite agreements signed by tribal, local, and state stakeholders, congressional approval for the dam removal project is still needed, and that's why Mr. Lovelace and Mr. Sundberg go to Washington. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.